In the years that I have been podcasting, I have seen a lot of changes happening in the podcasting industry. Podcasting is growing. There is no stopping it. And here with me in the studio today is Josh Ellidge, who himself has a podcast with over 1,600 episodes. And we're going to be talking about how to better navigate these changes in the podcasting space as an online business owner so that you can continue growing your podcast. Welcome to Insider Secrets to a Top 100 Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Elmer. Let's make your business binge-worthy. So Josh, with your extensive background in podcasting and in media in general, how do you see podcasting shaping the online business industry as we know it here over the next few years?
Where we are in podcasting, I think that a lot of higher authority, established business leaders are really understanding that once you reach a certain level of authority, it's no longer necessary for you to play in the red ocean with all the baby brand new entrepreneurs who are using a lot of traditional lead gen outreach, you know, sliding into the DMs, constantly selling on social media. Like if you've got legit authority, you're really good at what you do. You really don't need to do that because typically what I have found is that, you know, once you get to that level, usually once you just start associating with other leaders who like each other, and I know you know this, right? Is that leaders that like each other, this is what they do. They will find ways to do business together. And generosity is the language of true leaders today. And those that are always selling and they're sliming, you know, just hiding out in the shadows and sending spam and always low-key selling on social media. Like the folks that have been around for a little bit of time, we recognize it for what it is. And it's a stage of business. So we typically, at My Influence, we work with those higher authority consultants, coaches, B2B service providers, agency owners, and we allow them to operate within a whisper network. And a whisper network, in our case, is all of these leaders co-creating great content. And in this case, you know, in podcasting. Now, what ends up happening, and you can imagine this, right? It's like if you are a speaker on stage and you are probably going to get to know the other speakers at that event. If you're on a panel with other speakers, you're probably going to get to know those other panelists. Those tend to be very, very high value connections. Well, it's amazing how much business gets done in the green room and on the golf course and in the VIP lounge. So the faster you can get there, the better. And the fastest way to get there is to truly start leading in generosity. Because again, we'll recognize, other leaders will recognize, hey, you're in this just to make the world a better place. You're in this to help other people. And because of that, that's a signal to other leaders that you're someone that is definitely deserves some time and attention and consideration.
Yeah. You know, a big problem that I find with so many experts today is that they've got all this knowledge to share, but the digital platforms that we have available to us to share that make it feel like we're just one in a sea of many, and it feels harder than ever to stand out. So what are some of the common mistakes that we need to avoid when integrating a podcast into our marketing strategy?
Today, your customers are being bombarded with noise, and some of this might be perceived to be your competition. So if you participate in that noise, you're just part of that wall of noise, and it's just not interesting. So, you know, we think about how protective we are of our time and attention today. And it's because we're exposed to over 700 advertising messages every single day on average. You're going to need to find ways to go through the friend door. And you can't be Machiavellian about it. You can't be, okay, I'm going to jab, jab, right hook, because we all know you're winding up with that right hook. Like you legitimately have to change your motivation and your intention. And if you're not able to do that, you're going to find a lot of struggles today and a lot of stagnation because we all kind of know what you want. Consumers have never been more protective. They've never been more cynical. They've never been more on edge. So when you are willing to show them that, no, you're honestly just here to be a good steward in the community, just give exceptionally, you know, just give generously, just treat your audiences and your potential customers like adults and let them make their mind up. Like we're all pretty smart at what we want and need. And so, you know, what I find then in the sales approach is just work with people. and be a guide, be in service, and people know how to find you. You don't need to worry about that. Like in our conversation right now, Courtney, I'm not going to give any calls to action. Like you're going to, if you see the spelling of my name, you probably know how to work Google and you could probably do a search for me if something I'm saying resonates with you. By the way, if you don't like what I have to share, that's okay. I'm an acquired taste. I understand that. And that's okay. We also have to trust the process and trust the filter, right? Because at the end of the day in sales, some will, some won't. So what? We're here to serve everybody equally, and we let our customers self-select what they want to do, and we work with the willing.
You mentioned the word trust a moment ago, and we know as business owners that trust is the prerequisite to a sale. Someone's not going to buy from you if they don't first trust you. So what are some of the ways that you see podcasting as a vehicle for building that trust, not only more quickly, but also in a very authentic and genuine way?
Let's talk about both sides of the coin when it comes to podcasting. So first, I'm going to talk about the guest opportunity, which I think that everybody should aspire for. However, what I need you to do is have very realistic expectations about what podcast guesting is and what it is not. I'll start with what it is not. If you have the idea that you're going to be a guest on a podcast, get your name and lights, and then all of a sudden you're going to have a bunch of people from that podcast host's audience reach out, engage, and want to do business with you, well, you're probably going to be a little underwhelmed. Most people listening to podcasts are doing something else at the same time. So as a guest, what I always recommend is that please do podcast guesting because it's a long-term play. People are going to be searching for you and every podcast interview you do is going to be something, it's going to be a high value content that's going to be found by people that are either searching for you on Google or more specifically, people who want longer form content on podcast apps. On the guesting side too, this is so critical and I cannot overstate this. What you do with that recorded content is where you are going to derive probably 80% of your value in that interview. And I don't think I'm overstating that. And what I mean by that is when you appear as a guest, try to work it out with the host where you can get access to the audio, the video clips, like everything you possibly can from that combined collaborative content creation. And then what you want to do is slice and dice and repurpose that. It's never been easier. There's so many good repurposing tools today. A lot of them are AI driven, meaning you could just upload a video and bam, it'll spit out the posts and video clips. Put those in your stories. Put those in your reels. Put those on your social media. Send that out to your email list. The people that already kind of like you a little bit and kind of trust you a little bit, when you are able to get them to watch your content, that's where you're going to get a lot of immediate value. Maybe it's, you know, little 2-3 minute clips that you can send on your third email to people that are at the consideration stage, for example. We want to create a lot of familiarity bias where someone feels like they know you, and long form content like this repurposed is the best way to do that because ultimately that's going to get us the know, like, and trust. And that's who particularly savvy, sophisticated business leaders and decision makers today only do business with people that they know, like, and trust. We've heard that, but I would go so far as to say, you know, we generally like to do business with people we're already doing business with. So you just, again, go and build that friendship and then lo and behold, you're going to do good stuff. Now on the hosting side, that is the ultimate pathway to building relationships with nearly anyone you want. And if you had the make friends button, what would you do with that powerful button? And that's exactly what you can do with podcasting today. Again, those other co-panelists that you collaborate with, and you're like, I like what you're doing. Hey, let's grab coffee. I'd love to learn more and see if there's something we should be doing together. So that's the primary play for all of our clients. It's about who they can network with and build relationships with. Because we know that it's your network is your net worth. And some people say that and kind of believe it. And some people know it. And those people who know it spend as much time as they can. And I would argue that founders, CEOs, and leaders, you know, if we're kind of thinking about how we e-myth our business and what activity we should be doing, I can't think of too many other things that are more valuable than connecting with and building relationships with your ideal partners, investors, centers of influence, and clients. So spend all of your time doing that and get other people to run your operations so that you can grow and scale that business.
Yeah, Josh, you said it. Lead with generosity. Set realistic expectations and start thinking about how you can create leverage with your podcast to build profitable friendships. This is so good. And I went ahead and linked your info in the show notes so that our listeners can go and connect with you. And speaking of using your podcast to build profitable relationships, in the next episode, we're going to go behind the scenes and I'm going to show you what you need to avoid when leveraging your podcast as a lead generation tool and how you can better integrate it into your marketing funnel so that you can generate more leads from it more effectively. So if you want to learn how to do that, then head on over to the next episode with me and let's make your business binge-worthy. As you might have heard me mention inside this episode, if you want to join me for our next live workshop where I'm going to show you how to avoid the biggest mistakes that cause most podcasts to fail within the first 12 months and literally walk you through the exact framework that we teach our students to launch their shows in the top 100 and convert more of their listeners to clients, just go to theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop. That's theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop.